Hey everybody, it's your crazy uncle, here to talk to you over a beer. Today we're going to be talking about parenting, whether you're an expected parent, whether you have a young child, all the way up to teenagers. We're going to go over it. And I'm going to keep this pretty short because right now the tube of views is giving me shit if these videos go too long. So, do yourself a favor, grab yourself a beer, let's get to it. Sweaty hands. So, we'll start with parents who are expecting kids, okay? I know it's overwhelming, and you are not sure if you are going to be a good parent. Well, I'm going to break this down so you understand, especially the earliest part of a child's life, what you need to do, what you need to expect, and how to handle it. It's actually quite simple when you break it down. The fact of the matter is, when the child is first born, there are things they need. They need much more care and nurturing than we can actually give them, as men, that is. I say that because men and women are hardwired different. If you don't understand that, then well, you're just a fucking idiot. So understand that in the beginning of a child's life, that nurturing, that caring is extremely important, especially for the first couple of years. But eventually, that's going to change into the raising of the child, the transition from a child, a young child, into a boy or girl. And then once that happens, then there is an adjustment there again, but we can go over that as far as that's towards the teenage years. Now, if you're thinking, how do I do this? How do I become a good parent? It's very simple, okay? Take a breath, take a drink. All you have to do is realize that raising a kid is no different than being an NCO in the Army. And you're probably like, what the fuck is an NCO? Well, that's a non-commissioned officer. Your sergeant, staff sergeants, and so on. Not the officers. So many of them are politicians with a rank, it's crazy. But an NCO's job is to teach, mentor, and train. That's it. Teach, mentor, and train. Now, there are a lot of other parts within those three, but we'll just keep it on the basic level for right now. But that is not the overall goal. Teach, mentor, and train is not the goal. The goal is to make those coming up behind you better than you. Think about it. Now, if you're one of these I'm not going to say which ethnicity because I guarantee I'm going to get struck down and this is a brand new channel. But there are certain cultures kind of wrapped on their ethnicity, but we can get into that some other time, that they believe I was first born or my kid slimed out of a certain cooch or this one was made with a certain guy's love spunk, so they're naturally better and they don't have to work at it, or I was born first, so no one's able to be better than me. That is bullshit. Take that idea and just throw it out. Okay? If you can't throw it out that easy, write on the wall and knock your head into it a few times until that wall breaks or you do. Your goal is to make them better than you. Now, when they're extremely young, this is actually easier than people think. It takes a lot of care, a lot, which is why I never fight against maternity or paternity leave, ever, because that first section there, well, that's more for the parents. That's a huge adjustment. Now, just like everything, there's a sequence of things to do to line up for success. There's a sequence to rebuild an engine. There's a sequence to assemble and disassemble weapons. There's a sequence of your digestive system so it can function. Okay? There's a sequence to raising the kid. And again, this is overview stuff. Now, you're going to have to do some actual studying on this. But the teach, mentor, and train actually starts early, about 3 months. I'm not kidding. That is when you start getting the educational toys, working with flashcards. And by the way, those flashcards are going to be the size of this couch half, or, well, the size of this couch cushion here, to try and get the kids started. You got to make the baseline. Just like, again, sequenced everything, if you are building a house, first thing is you got to set the groundwork up. If you don't do the groundwork, it wouldn't matter how good the house is, it's going to collapse. It's going to lean, it's going to fall. The tower over there in Pisa, Italy, is an obvious example of that one. Now, I want you to understand that as you're teaching, mentoring, and training, it never stops. It never does stop. Educational toys are great. What's even better is when you start getting something, say you have a 10-year-old, okay, and I'm general, it doesn't matter what age, but I'm just going to say your kid's 10 years old, and you have taught them basic first aid. You want them to learn how to suture somebody shut in case they need it someday. You can actually buy kits that can teach you how to do this, and you can learn together. You need to learn together. That is one of the key things. As a drill sergeant, I see it all the damn time. You have to be with them and do the exercises with them so they see how it's done, and it motivates them. It keeps them going. Now, I will put on one of my other channels. It's called Simple Truths. It's going to be about the 30-year gap and how the misunderstanding between your generation and the next one, it gets a little, what's the technical term? And then you're like, I don't understand these kids. No shit, because you're stuck in that 30-year gap. And I'll put that up as a link at the end of the video. Now, if you already have kids that are 8, 9, 10 years old, and you can't start them on that, they've already got a base going, you can still build on it. You can. But you have to be the example. At this point in their lives, they are still following your example. So if you're a fucking slob, don't say, hey, you got to clean up. If you're, lazy, don't tell them they have to have more initiative, because they're going to emulate you. It's very rare that a kid that young will pull their own head out of their ass and keep going. Now, if you have a teenager, well, it might get, it's going to get loud, because let's face it, we were all teenagers once. And we all thought we knew everything. Or we knew enough. bullshit. But they're going to think that way, and don't hold it too much against them, because, hey, again, you were there as well. If they're mid-teens, at least they're going to be fucking up. All you can do at that point is try to be a reserve parachute for them at best. Now, throughout that time, women, I want you to understand something. Unless you're a single mother pulling double duty, up to a certain point, about 5 or 6, you are going to be the primary. You are the one there taking care of them, the nurture and care, and you're going to be a little bit of doing the teaching. The mentor and training comes later. That's why it's teach, mentor, train in that order. Now, if you do it right, good on you. Okay, that's excellent. I want you to understand, though, after a while, things need to shift over to the man of the house. And that's not because you don't know what you're doing. That's because we as men are hardwired, just as you're hardwired, to be better caregivers, better nurturers than us. The mentorship and the training aspect, when that begins to kick in, usually around 5, 6, 7 time frame, it's different for every kid, that's when he's going to be the one that they're following. Don't take it personal. Please, for the love of God, do not take it personal. It is the way we are all wired. So, I just want you to take a breath, relax, and understand this is how things have got to go. Especially if you have young ones, and you can start this up, you and your spouse, or even if you're not married, because one of my cousins isn't married, and she's been with her boyfriend for 30 years. They have like 5 kids, but they've done it right for the most part. Their oldest one, they kind of screwed up on. That's a whole nother issue. Regardless, just before you start going completely nuts, like, oh God, what am I going to do? Am I going to be a good parent? I just want you to relax. If you were an expecting parent, okay, calm the hell down. If you're watching a lot of these videos, do not get information overload. Take a breath, have a drink. Unless you're pregnant, you know, just relax. If your kid's already grown or growing outside of the womb, that is, then just, I want you to look at where they are. Are they farther along than where you were? Okay, when they're young is the best time to learn an instrument, the best time to understand mathematics, the best time to physically prep the body. And I have, I'm actually working on a video on Back to Basics, one of my other channels, to actually go over that. So when they're really young, you know, 1 to about 10 years old, that is the best time to get everything started. The absolute best time. If you can get things started at that point, you're good. Now, I'm beginning to rant and hit the same things over again, so I'm just going to end it with this. You want to set your children up for success. If you don't, you're doing it wrong as a parent. Pure and simple, you're just doing it wrong. So you need to teach, mentor, and train them as much as possible so that they can become better and be set up for success. That's it. Don't go absolutely apeshit on me. Don't go batshit crazy. Don't scream and yell at them much. Sometimes they deserve it, the kids. And just understand where this is. And if you don't know how to teach, mentor, and train them on a subject, find someone who can. If you don't know how to swim, sign them up for swimming lessons. You don't know how to play the guitar or whatever and they want to learn, sign them up at some place that teaches them. Get a tutor. There's nothing wrong with that. If your pride is stopping you, park your motherfucking pride, slap yourself a few times for being a moron, and then let's go. Let's get the kids ready to rock and roll. Because I work with young men and women all the time who are not primed and ready. Most of them, 90%, are not ready because parents have let them down. Now, the last thing I'm going to say is if you're a single father, single mother, be prepared to pull double duty. It is what it is. All right? Don't take it personal. It is what it is. I just hope you have somebody around who can help you. So, I haven't added actually much on my beer, but I'm sure a couple of you probably need a drink to think about this. But my final recap. Your job is to teach, mentor, and train. Your overall goal is simply to make them better than you. If you do that, they will be set up for success. Whether or not they're successful, that is on them from that point. So, my best to you.